Hello, darling. Right. So, a few things you need to take care of before we get started. I'm going to virtually fuck you to sleep. So, you need to get completely ready for bed. Quickly go and brush your teeth. Do what you need to do to get ready for tomorrow. Set your alarm, if that's relevant. When you're ready, we can begin. We're gonna have a fantastic orgasm together. And then we're gonna drift off into a gorgeous, beautiful, deep, satisfying sleep. I can't wait to come. I hate going into the office, but must admit, returning home after being out all day, it is very sweet. I do appreciate it much more than if I'd been working from home all day. I anticipate it. I think of having that bath, coming to bed so clean, smelling so good, selecting a toy, laying back, choosing an audio, and making myself come. I think about it throughout the day to cheer myself up. I look at the clock and I imagine what exactly I'm going to be doing in 3 hours' time. Well, earlier today, I was thinking I was going to make an audio. A fantastic, passionate, intense orgasm, followed by sleep. Oh, I need to sleep. It's been several days back to back, but not enough sleep. Oh, I want to wake up tomorrow. No alarm. Just wake up naturally whenever my body chooses to. And feel refreshed, re-energized, rejuvenated. And then you know what I'm going to do after I've woken up? I'm going to post this audio and then I'm going to bask in your comments, replies, messages, feedback and praise, and I'm going to get off as I always do just after I post. Like I can feel all those orgasms in my honor, all that cum spilt in my name. I lay back and imagine the dozens, hundreds of men beating off, listening to me, looking at my photos. Oh, it's quite the aphrodisiac, I can tell you. I am absolutely gagging to get started. This whole time, I've just been gently massaging my pussy. Now, we're gonna really get underway. This isn't a jerk-off instruction audio. I'm not going to tell you how to touch yourself. That's down to you. I've never done one of those before. Doesn't really appeal to me. Pride myself on my originality. I have these flashes of inspiration. I have my dark, dirty little fantasies. I don't really copy what's already been done by other creators. Not as a general rule. I like to come up with my own ideas. A lot of you have requested JOI. I suppose I should try it, shouldn't I? See how it goes. I don't have to post it. Now what I need from you is a bit of guidance. See, I've never heard a JOI audio. So I don't know how they go. What they consist of. Message me. Let me know. Is there a common theme that runs through these type of audios? And is there something that you want to hear in it? I'm all ears. Right. It's time for me to apply my sex oil. I've had this for 3 weeks. I don't think it does anything except for smelling nice and being slippery. It's got CBD in it. It's supposed to, I don't know, affect you in some way. Oh well. At least it makes for a really good lube that doesn't dry out. But that's because it's like 99% coconut oil. So today, I'm using my Greedy Girl Thruster. I'll change my profile photo so you can see what it looks like. It's a vibrator shaped like a dick. It's black. Has a thrusting mechanism, and it has an arm that comes off it, and that arm has two prongs that nuzzle my clit. Before I turn it on, I want you to hear how wet I am. Oh man, I wish this was a real dick. I could really go for some cock right now. So, everything's in position. Let's turn it on. I'm sorry about the noise. hope this doesn't distract you too much. Okay, so this is just the thruster. Level 1 out of 3. This thing is so soothing. I cannot tell you how many times I've fallen asleep mid-wank with this toy thrusting in and out of me. It just does something to me that is incredibly relaxing. The prong positioned on my clit, the movement of the thruster makes the prongs nuzzle my clit. This toy is really special. It's the only one I have that does this sort of thing. A lot of them are quite samey, but no, this one is absolutely in a class of its own. So I'm just going to lay back and enjoy this for now. How are you doing? I'm imagining you completely naked. After all, it is summer. I'm imagining you using your right hand. It's in a fist. And you're slowly pumping your cock. Oh. You lucky, lucky man. I wish I could feel what you feel. I wish I knew what it was like to hold my hard dick in my hand. Oh my god. Give it a tug for me, would ya? I'm so jealous of you. Imagine you've got your legs bent and your free arms tucked behind your head, eyes closed, maybe biting your lip. I want to go up to level 2 now. It's a bit faster. Let's turn the vibration on. Level 1. I always leave it at level 1. It's way too intense otherwise. Do you know, I love listening back to my own audios. I made an audio about that once. I think it was called Coming to My Own Audio. You think you're just listening to a standard recording of me coming, and then and you realise that actually there's another layer of sound. I'm listening to myself, get off. I come at the same time. editing my audios is not unusual for me to stop and have a wank while doing so. My absolute favourite voice notes from you, the ones in which you record yourself getting off, you've got my audio playing in the background. That way I'm stimulated by your noises and mine. My favourite one is this Australian guy. His voice. His moans. Where he describes how the audio is making him feel. He's made me come over and over and over again. I close my eyes and I can just recall his entire orgasm in perfect clarity. I've listened to it so many times. Couple of times I've been with a guy in person and he's been going down on me and I've been struggling to get there, so I think of this Australian guy coming and it's helped tip me over the edge. I can recall the way he sounds so clearly. It's like I really am listening to it. That's what I'm thinking of right now. I'm going to turn the thruster up now. Level 3. Highest level. You can speed up now too if you like. But hold something back. For the finale. Oh. Are you struggling to not come? Is it difficult to keep up with me? Are you hoping I'll tip over the edge soon? Or do you want to keep going? Are you enjoying riding the edge? I'm enjoying imagining you. You do understand, don't you? How much I love thinking of guys wanking off to me. It's such a fucking turn on. Say my name. Now. Hey, Athena. How does that feel, saying my name? Does it give you a thrill? Now say, Athena, this dick is yours. I come for you. Yes, babe. You're gonna come for me. That orgasm is gonna be mine. That cum is gonna be mine. I really wanna lie on my front now. Fortunately, I can't use this thruster when I'm on my front. I'm gonna grab my blend instead. This is the one that uses air to stimulate the clitoris. And it also has a bit that goes inside you. So it's pleasuring your clit from inside your pussy. So directly on it. Oh, another very special toy. One that is incredibly unique. She knew how this felt. I'm not gonna last long. I'm so worked up. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh, I need this. I love this toy so much. Get ready. You're gonna come with me. 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 Please come with me. Please come with me. needed. Just as I was coming, I imagined you. Coming to me. Spitting your cum all over your hand and your chest. Well, this is the part that I do not envy. You're gonna have to clean yourself off now. Unless it was a posh wank. Hopefully you've got something to hand. Clean yourself up, baby. If I was there, I would take great care and deliberation. Wiping away all that cum. Having a cheeky taste, of course. Cleaning you up. I'd use a wet wipe. Gently, lovingly, mop it all up. Leaving you nice and fresh. But I'm not there, so you're gonna do it yourself, I'm afraid. Hopefully you can do all this without getting out of bed. Right. It's now time to fall asleep. Just putting my vibrator back on charge. I often wake up horny. And that is my absolute favourite toy at the moment. It's quite chilly, so I'm under my duvet tonight, rather than the blanket that I've been using for most of the summer. I'm laying on my side. I'm so comfortable. I'm so warm. Eliminate as many distractions as you can. Hopefully you're listening to me through earbuds or headphones or something. So you can fall asleep without having to worry about background noise disturbing you. I'm wearing my noise cancelling earbuds. They are incredible. Lying on my side, and I have this donut pillow. It's got a hole in the middle, so that way I can lay down with my earbuds in. Oh, and they're not like brushing against the pillow or being pushed painfully into my ear. So that's a great hack if you want to be able to lay on your side whilst wearing earbuds. Do you feel sleepy? If you don't feel sleepy, just do me a favor, okay? Just lie down anyway. Lights off. Curtains drawn, blanket or duvet over you. Close your eyes. Concentrate on what you can see behind your eyelids. Are there any swirling patterns? Are there any colours? Concentrate. Don't let your focus break. Concentrate. What do you see? I see movement, texture, depth. It's a black canvas with electric neon lights streaking across it. Moving and still at the same time. While you do that, I'm going to share an incredible trick that I use to fall asleep. It has never failed me yet. It's called cognitive shuffling. Choose a word. Any word will do. Ideally, one that has unique letters and isn't terribly short. So what I mean is not banana, because that only contains the letters B, A and N. We want lots of different letters, okay? So I'm going to choose the word vibrator. How many of you, before I said the word vibrator, were thinking that already? I bet at least one person was. Breathe in through your nose for 4 seconds. Hold your breath for 4 seconds. Breathe out through your nose for 4 seconds. Hold for 4 seconds. This is known as box breathing. We're going to do this 4 times, okay? One. Two. Three. Four. Don't you feel better? Use box breathing when you're trying to fall asleep or when you're trying to stay calm. Like, your emotions are overwhelming you. You're anxious, you're scared, you're upset, you're sad, and you need not to be. Remember it. Box breathing. 4, 4, 4, 4. Box. Okay. There's lots of different variances on this. Some people choose, like, so let's say for the letter V, I would be like, okay, so what's a car beginning with V? What's a vegetable beginning with V? What's a fruit beginning with V? What's a animal beginning with V? But my method is movie titles. So, I'm going to go through all the letters in the word vibrator. For each letter, I'm going to think of a movie title. Now, I always do this in my head. This is my first ever time doing it out loud, so hopefully it will still have the incredible soporific effect that it has on me when I'm trying to fall asleep. Let's see. V for Vendetta. I, Independence Day. B, maybe there's no films beginning with B. Burn After Reading. R, Romeo and Juliet. A, Alien. T, True Romance. O, O Brother, Where Art Thou? R, Roadhouse. Ah, bollocks, that didn't work. I think doing it in your head is where it's at. Saying it out loud clearly doesn't work. Oh, that's a shame. Well, anyway, try it yourself. Pick any word, preferably long, preferably with not too many repeated letters. It doesn't have to be movies. Movies are my passion. It can be anything you want. I'm starting to get twitches. Do you ever get those? No, not those kind. In my pussy. No. My body. I love falling asleep after an orgasm. So incredibly, deeply relaxed. My worries. Gone. All gone. Life is good.